that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Then turn that shit off, man. God damn. Come on, Moses. Jesus Christ.
You ready?
You good? You all right, man?
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's
what
go.
Up? What up, Dave? You good? I mean, get out the phone, Dave. Come on, man.
Let's go. Shaboobie.
Yeah, I'm back with that bullshit. Fuck it. Hey, shut the Hey, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Here Moses.
Here we go.
Dave B.
They like you gonna say something.
I don't fuck with you niggas, man. Like, y'all always fuck up the intro. Why? Yeah, what's up? Why y'all?
That's why the bet we're good. Got him. Another episode.
I'm trying to pass it on, eh?
No, I'm passing it. Shut up. Hey, yo, we got a guest with us, which is my brother. Yo, you ain't even tell me what you want me to call you. You going by your name? What's up?
Yeah, Gerard.
Okay, yeah, we got Gerard in here with us.
I'm trying to put your sexy voice on there.
What's going on? What's going on, world? How y'all doing?
Call me Gerard.
It goes Raheem shit, right?
Yo, Fayetteville, what up? East Side, what up? West Side, South Side, Hope Mills, what up? Columbia, South Carolina. I said Columbia, North Carolina last time because I was fucking saucy. That last episode. Whatever. Yo, Columbia, South Carolina, what up? Clinton, what up? London, what up? Chicago, what up? LA, what up? New York, what up? All you motherfuckers that listen to us, what up? We appreciate that shit for sure, man. And we definitely here to just kick some bullshit. Fucking Yo Gotti tour bus got shot up or some shit.
Who?
Yo Gotti
got shot up.
His tour bus, allegedly.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm convinced these niggas are just doing that shit for fun.
I'm so sick as like
ain't nobody dying. Ain't nobody dying.
Yeah, like who really like? Come on,
niggas just playing gun tag.
Ain't no motive.
With,
yeah,
with
like what's this Grand Theft Auto? Like what are you talking
fucking
about?
Tour bus and shit.
Talking about they playing Grand Theft Auto. Nigga shot up his bus. On
is what it is. I'm glad nobody got shot though.
Where that shit happened in Nashville. Yo, Nashville, what up? Got family out there.
Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, shit though. Why is
niggas? You should know some people out there.
Huh?
I say you know some people out there. I don't think no problem. If it was, it's just publicity stunt to me.
You think? So you think he did it himself? Just to get
He don't have to know. Like his team could do it.
Okay.
Like that's why I feel like I don't think they be knowing. Like the team do. Like you know what I'm saying? To make it look real.
Shit,
nigga looking right at you.
That shit crazy because fucking black youngster, he got off all them charges in Charlotte for that shooting up young dog, that 100 shot shit.
Mm.
He got off on them charges. All charges dropped.
Okay.
That's crazy.
He ain't get off. He ain't do it.
Oh, well.
You know, yeah, you're right. Like, so.
I watch my words.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
I mean, you gotta pay lawyers a bunch of bullshit, especially if you're innocent, you know what I'm saying? Just to prove, like, what the fuck? But you was talking that shit.
I was just surprised it was able to get the charges dropped in North Carolina. You know, the way they play around here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The way the system's set up, it's like, nah, it ain't for you to
get. But if it ain't nothing like, I just feel like if it ain't nothing down here, it can't really. Same thing with Jedikus had a charge down here, right? Shit happened on his tour bus.
Oh, yeah. I was right here in the field, too.
Yeah.
This nigga's stupid. Yo, did you see that video of fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger again? Did you see that video of Arnold Schwarzenegger getting drop kicked?
What? Oh, I just wanted the burger. What was he doing?
Man, he was like at some like what? He was like in a gym or some shit somewhere. Shut up. He was like in a gym or some shit somewhere.
I think it was in Africa somewhere.
Right. He was like looking at a phone.
he was talking to one of the fans or whatever. And somebody came behind him. He had his back turned. Nigga jumped, did the fucking Falcon kick.
God.
What? Kicked the Terminator right in his fucking back.
Oh my God.
That shit was like Liu Kang, that motherfucker.
What did it say?
Huh?
It was like.
And then security grabbed the dude up and shit.
Spendables 3 suck.
The funny, what made me laugh about the shit was the Moses, one of my homies on Facebook, he's a Crip, right? So he puts it on there. He puts, that was for Tukey. Like, God damn, Terminator, what the fuck you doing out here, man? That shit is fucking crazy.
You got kicked in the back. What the fuck is you?
Yo, I'll show you the video. I ain't gonna show it right now, but you gotta see that shit.
That shit, the nigga old shit, nose back hurt.
Yeah, fuck.
Did you see it, bro? Like,
I didn't see it. It's the first time I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, that nigga's probably like, my back.
How old is Arnold Schwarzenegger? Like, that motherfucker's
old. He 102, nigga.
He gotta be like in his 70s, 60s or
something. He too old to be taking a kick like that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much, nigga. Ew.
That's a fact.
Like, nigga, especially if you off guard, his knees hurt, man.
But you supposed to be the Terminator, though.
That nigga cried.
He ain't supposed to die. He be all right.
Shit. That's a movie. It's real life, nigga.
You should have signed them papers for Tukey. Damn, fuck that. Yeah, I ain't mad he got kicked like that. Fuck it.
Where the black people in your movies? Come on.
Fuck that shit, man.
Nigga, you ain't signed my mom autograph.
Kick that nigga down his back.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't even think I see Arnold Schwarzenegger no more in the video after the kick. All I see was security on homie. Like, yeah.
That nigga didn't pay for no noodles. That nigga didn't pay for them oodles and noodles.
I wonder how long it took for him to get up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Roman noodles.
Jesus Christ.
Nigga had to pay for him.
Man. Hey, y'all fuck with Ty Dolla $ign?
Mm-hmm. Word.
You don't fuck with Ty Dolla $ign?
I'm sorry. Nah, I don't. Mm.
You never have you ever listened to him?
I haven't.
Oh, okay. Well then I can
I fuck with Ty Dolla $ign.
He got a new album coming out. And his lead single is with J. Cole.
Okay. Let's see how it sounds. Sometimes you can be excited about some stuff and it still don't sound right. But I still listen to it just y'all because niggas, of somebody.
Y'all niggas better stop bringing up J. Cole just to bring his name up, my nigga.
Nah, nigga, this is
nobody give a fuck about that. Yo, J. Cole, he coming out with another single. I'm tired of y'all hearing this nigga.
If I
said
something about
Jada
Kiss or somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
I don't bring up Kiss
purple,
like that.
Or Purple Sock, somebody you know, you
who
know what I'm saying?
What the fuck is Purple Sock? I'm just saying. Shut up, you stupid.
Nigga. J. Cole is high.
Just admit that he your hometown hero, nigga.
Nah, I'm not gonna say that.
Oh, okay.
What he? Nah, you trying to tell you he's popping? Everything coming out.
He do his thing for the city. He definitely do his thing for the city.
I'm just saying
he's not my hometown hero, nigga.
Yeah, come to the podcast.
Shut the fuck up, Moses.
J. Cole, come to the podcast.
That's that nigga. Like, Jada Kiss, come to the podcast.
I said J. Cole.
Yeah, I said Jada Kiss.
Wow.
What you want me to do?
Hollywood.
Oh, here we go. Whatever, nigga. Whatever, nigga. But nah, I fuck with Ty Dolla $ign. I want to hear that album. Beach House, that Beach House 3? Beach House, the whole series?
Mm-hmm.
I like all that shit.
I ain't even listen to that. I got to check it out.
Oh, my.
I probably heard some songs and just forgot about it.
Yeah, he write a lot of records for people, too.
Yeah. He's popping them.
Yeah.
I think he says coming out it's Friday too.
Friday.
Yeah. I want to check that shit out. All right, DJ Khaled album. You niggas heard it?
Yeah, I heard some songs. It's all right.
It's all right. It ain't great. It ain't trash. It's all right.
I don't, I ain't trying to be funny. Like, every DJ Khaled album be all right to me. I'm not always be like, oh, it's going to be the hottest because some songs I don't like. I'm not going to say I like them and don't like them.
What you think about the Nipsey song?
Oh, that's tough. I seen a video for it, too. That was nice.
Yeah. Pretty good.
That was nice.
Yeah, that track is hard.
Like, just seeing that, then he just, what he wearing in blue, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just how it was. It was just like, I don't know. Some videos just be tough, I guess.
Got the silk on.
Yeah.
Had the fucking low riders in the back bouncing, West Coast style.
Yeah. Like, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, never left, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you feel
Khaled gonna always have a couple tracks on that album, but ain't nothing that really I was too excited to hear, to be honest with you.
I like, you see what I'm saying? Like, I like the Ross and the Jeezy joint.
Yeah, that shit is hard. It is hard. But
ain't no Ross.
Like, a lot, I don't think, not for me, like, I probably won't be playing that album too many times.
How many tracks on the album?
I think it's like 14.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 14. I was mad he put that fucking Jay and Beyonce shit on there.
Why not, nigga?
Well,
you know what that's about. That's streaming, nigga.
Yeah, but that shit old, though.
It don't matter. It wasn't on the album. You put that on the album, it already did. It already went platinum.
People still want to hear it, though.
Technically, his album went platinum already.
I just don't think never mind. I was going to say I didn't think it really flowed with the album, but it's still blended in with the album.
It's all about streaming, kid.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Nah. I like the SZA joint on there. She was on the Miss Jackson beat.
Word, that shit
is hard.
Yeah.
That shit girl. So you ain't listen to SZA? What's up, Moses? You ain't listen to SZA?
I was gonna do it when I'm off.
That's what you fuck with, though.
I listen to it when I'm off.
There you go,
man. Weekend, nigga. The Weekend. Almost done.
Word, that shit is hard.
I want The Weekend.
It'll probably be the next single after the Nipsey joint.
Yeah. Well, they got a video out for that.
Yeah.
He's actually supposed to drop two more videos on the 20th.
Did he drop the SZA joint already?
I'm just saying he dropped like two videos, but he said he had two more videos coming on the 20th, which is
gonna
be tomorrow.
Other than that, hold on. Did you see Scuba Q floating?
No, I did not. He was floating.
The video.
Oh. Like, what?
Nah.
I was like, what, nigga?
Oh. The video with 21 Savage. 21 Savage wasn't in there, but the video was still tough.
He wasn't in the video?
Nah.
Y'all didn't like the joint with Cardi B and 21 Savage?
Oh, I was just about to say that, too. Obviously, he probably didn't hear that, huh, Moses?
That shit hard.
Cardi B did a thing.
Yeah, Cardi B did.
I probably heard it, but forgot what it was.
21 did his thing.
21 always do his
shit.
He's
grown on me a whole lot more. Like, he's really grown.
I think
on me.
He just, any artist just grow. And then when you like their style, you just used to it. Especially when you go hard like that. You know what I'm saying?
I just used to
a formula and it still comes out like good. It's crazy.
I like the fact that
he don't say the same stuff. Like, it just be something different. But in the same sense.
I like the fact he can fucking rap. When he rap, you could tell he's actually really putting his words together.
Rap different. Because if you listen to it, it's not really putting together. It sound like, if anybody else do it, it'd be like nonsense.
I do the top of the Maybach.
Fuck out of here. Hold on, man. Did you see your boy?
Who?
The baby.
What'd he do?
nigga tried to take a picture and try to put his arms around. He was like, nah. Nigga
put his arm around his waist.
Hold on.
What are you doing, my nigga?
What happened?
Nigga tried to take a picture with him.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It was like pictures.
Yeah.
He tried to put his arm around him. He was like, nah, nigga, what you doing?
Like around his waist?
Yeah.
Around the baby?
Yeah. He was like, nah, nigga.
That shit was funny.
He still took the picture and, like, still G, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why, like, still stay professional, but at the same time, like, nah, don't play me like that.
Nah, that nigga, the baby said, put some fucking respect on my name.
For real. Shit.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Nigga, man, pulled him close and shit.
No. Hell no. Like that nigga trying to be hip to hip with him and shit.
Like, bro, what
the fuck is going on?
Like, he lucky he was like on camera shit. I'm pretty sure it, like, this was a normal nigga would have got knocked out. Yeah, he would have got slapped or knocked the fuck out.
That's funny.
Cause the baby looked at him like, yeah, nigga, okay, you got it, but nigga, I would knock you the fuck out. Take this picture and get the fuck away from me.
Jesus Christ, that's fucking crazy.
It's your boy.
I fucks with the baby. I ain't gonna act like I don't. Yeah, that is my boy. He's, Charlotte, what up? Shit.
He's funny, shit, man.
Raleigh, what up? Nightdale, Durham, Ashboro.
Who said the baby was in Raleigh last week?
Was he?
Yeah.
He was just in the Ville not too long ago, too.
Was he?
Yeah. Wish we can get him on the podcast. Yeah. Mm. We can cut up with that nigga. That nigga's a fool.
Yeah. I think he has some shit to say.
Pull this shit up. Oh, I seen something about Alabama bans abortions. Y'all want to talk about that a little bit? How y'all feel about that?
Sound like the niggas need to get the fuck up out of Alabama.
True.
If you like having raw sex, that's what it sounds like. I think you should better get
put the condom on.
Yeah,
or,
nah, but that's wild though.
Shut up.
You can't pass a. I don't think they should be able to pass a law, you know, telling women what they should do with their bodies. That's ridiculous.
That's right. That's right.
Fucking crazy,
nigga. It's probably so many people in the office they sick of it. It's stacked. Like, niggas, you know what I'm saying, around the corner like crackheads. Yeah. We don't know. That's what I'm saying. We don't know what's going on. So, them to do that, something's going on, I feel.
Nah, it's just them fucking country Christians, nigga, that's running that little city down there. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, it's Southern shit, man.
Southern shit, my nigga.
Southern racist shit.
But it's some other shit that goes with that, man.
Whether you for it or against it, if it ain't got nothing to do with you, how you gonna ban some shit like that? I mean, ain't got nothing to do with you. Mm. Nothing to do with you.
But shit at the same time.
Go down
shit,
and vote then.
Hmm? I can't, nigga. I don't live in Alabama.
But I'm saying
idiot.
Though, should abortions even exist though? Hmm? Should abortions even exist?
It should be should
like
they exist.
Like what I'm saying is should we even give a woman that option? Why is that even an option? You get what I'm saying?
What do you mean? Why isn't it an option?
Because okay, let's go back.
So a woman should have a baby if she gets raped?
Raped.
What do you mean, why isn't it an option?
That's true.
Nigga,
okay,
yes.
Incest.
It should be
incest?
An option.
That's why I said, like,
it should be an option.
It is different reasons why it's for.
Yes.
But when did abortion start? I don't know.
You asking the wrong podcast.
That's Roe versus
That's way, yeah.
That's like
you asking the wrong podcast.
That's wrong with this nigga, CJ.
That's way back.
That's like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What podcast you think we are? So when
did
abortion start?
That's way back then, bro. That's been going on.
Come on.
I know, but what I'm saying is it's crazy because why is that even an option? I mean, I understand what you're saying now. Like, should rape? Yeah, okay. Now that makes me understand that's an option. But, you know, you're right. You shouldn't. I mean, you can't tell a woman what to do with her body.
Right.
Period.
Right.
You know what I mean? But who came up with the option anyway is what I'm saying. You know
government.
What I'm saying? Like,
well, I'm sure it came up somehow because of some type of medical reasons. Probably because you know women were having complications when they were born. This is, I don't know, maybe.
Right.
And it probably came up that way, and then they made it available for all women. Maybe that's probably where the concept of abortion came from. Is health reasons probably? You know what I mean?
Damn.
I would think. I don't think they just came
it
up
came
with
like
hey,
it came something different. It might have came. These motherfuckers were like, yo, niggas have too many babies. Get that abortion clinic. Set that shit up. It's a wrap.
It's a money thing with that abortion.
Yeah,
shit.
It's a money thing. Like,
you know
I mean
like, that's what makes it so fucked up. I was like, damn,
it's
a
fucked up situation.
Who had the sick brain to come up with the option? That's what I was like. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a fucked up situation, but at the same time, like you said,
yeah,
like,
some sick people keeping DNA and shit out there too.
It's different kind of things, different kind of situations. We done seen it. Like some people got too many kids. Some people, you know.
Mm.
And then you gotta look at it this way too. What if you? What if the young lady had? Was pregnant and she didn't unfortunately, she didn't use protection, or maybe the condom breaks. I don't know. Things happen.
Right.
Niggas be having old condoms in their wallet since high school and shit.
And still ran with it.
Right.
And, like, I'm not going to store.
Maybe
right
she's
now.
Just not. Maybe she's not able to care for the kid, and the father's not around, and she don't want to bring her kid up in the system.
Right. But I mean, it's hard for me to say anything. What I really want to say to that, because it's more like you're supposed to use your brain and be like, well, you know, this could possibly happen, but. Mm. We all make mistakes. So, as a human nature,
you know that it could possibly. You know what I'm saying? You don't know that the nigga got a old ass rubber in his fucking pocket, nigga. You don't know that. Yeah, you know what I mean, shit happens.
Well, she don't know that.
She don't know that. Right. That nigga might not give a fuck.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go
ahead, but I think also y'all got to look at like
nigga don't give a fuck.
All these.
You good,
go ahead, yeah.
But also y'all gotta look at the fact that like there's a lot of sex predators out here.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
If you get
don't forget about
one of these predators out here, somebody who's sick they go out here and you know, do something with someone, a minor. So now you're telling the family of this minor that she can't have an abortion because of what happened to her.
Well, no, I think that law in, what is it, Alabama?
Yeah, Alabama. Yes.
They're allowing for rape victims and incest to get abortions, but everybody else is dead for.
Okay.
Hold on, say that one more time.
Rape victims and incest. They can get abortions, but everybody else is dead for.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
I got to go back and look at that one.
Yeah. It's, so now, it's yeah, just not for everybody.
So you don't think niggas going to be lying? Citizens, huh? Somebody's gonna be lying. Oh, that's my cousin. Wait a minute before you look at me like that. I didn't know she was my cousin. I just find out.
That's funny.
Met somewhere. I was eating mac and cheese. I never forget it. I looked on the right. That was my cousin. So can you please do this?
Right. I don't know. See, that's something.
Then you might have to prove.
And I wonder what the law.
Yeah, like, do you have to prove?
Right. Yeah.
My cousin, or you know,
like,
what I'm
can you leave out of state and get it? Are you still? Can you still be charged in Alabama if you go to the next state?
Well, I mean, I would think though, like, if you go out of state, you have to get like a resident in the next state. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
they would have to get like a whole new ID,
right?
In that state where they want to go get the abortion at, so. Right. Well, I'm pretty sure there's limitations to it. I'm sure. Well,
I don't know.
I'm
not sure, but. Do you know the rules now? Can you get an abortion out of state if you're in?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
We gotta check that.
Yeah.
Somebody tell us.
Somebody tell us.
You know what I mean? Somebody tell us. But either way, I don't think the state, the government, should have anything to do with what women do with their bodies when they're pregnant.
Right. They shouldn't have control.
Right. That's some bullshit.
Right. All right, well, we were just talking about rapists and shit. I seen something on.
Since we were what talking about rapists.
Well, listen, man. I seen on Twitter.
I don't like what is going on.
Nah, we good. Trust me. I seen on Twitter, Waka Flocka, he said that rapists should get the death penalty. How y'all feel about that? I agree. Let me say that.
I'm not mad at it, but we got to make sure we killing. We got to make sure that it's
a fact that he committed that.
Right, exactly.
Mm. You think, Mo? How you feel, Moses?
Niggas love killing niggas for no reason.
What I think?
Yeah.
You want to know what I think?
I just asked you.
Make a machine crushes balls.
What?
Death penalty right there.
For a rapist.
Rapist. Let him stay in jail. Life in jail.
After the machine crushed his balls.
Yeah.
Castration with life?
Castration.
I'm talking about wham. All fucked up. I don't even care how the machine even work. Fucking shit up.
Can he at least numb it for him?
Hmm? What?
That's not the point.
He did rape.
I'm with you.
It's a wrap.
I'm not saying I'm not with
Stop.
You.
Stop. I don't care.
Bro, that's half the fun, the feeling. You know what I mean? He talking about numbing the pig.
Oh, it didn't work?
Numb the
wham!
That's half the fun.
Nice.
That's
now
half
go
the
back
fun.
To your cell and go get raped.
Oh, my God.
Huh? Hey. Big
but
Sam.
You want, him to, you want what happened? What he did happen to him.
I found yeah. out.
Right. Oh, my God.
Big Sam in there waiting. Yeah, get your little
Big
busted
Sam.
Ball. Big get your busted Sam. Balls in here. Let's go.
With all the tats. What you think, Dry?
Nigga's stupid.
So, but hold up. Hold on. Sorry. Hold up. That means you don't want him to get death penalty then. He just wants balls crushed.
You kill him. That'll kill him. That impact might kill him, nigga.
He probably kill himself after that.
That impact in them balls. Shot! Out. Cold.
Jesus.
Boom.
Okay, whatever.
Boom.
I'm done with Moses.
If we come back alive, we just buried alive. Fuck it.
Buried alive.
He wastes taxpayers' dollars for 10 to 15 years right. before we kill him? Mm. Or should we just go ahead and do it right now once he found guilty?
See, I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Once he found guilty, that's it.
Now, what's up, Moses?
You ain't sis with the tax. Yeah.
I forgot all about the taxpayers' money.
That's what the tax money going to go to. Bust the balls.
Yeah.
Then I
bust
the balls.
But in 15 years, we got to pay.
I feel good about it.
In 15 years?
Bust the balls?
He living off our dollars.
He did.
Right
watching
the
TV, getting 3 meals a year.
He dead.
3 meals a day.
He's going to kill himself. Who want to live like that? Think about it. You got to bust the balls, getting raped.
Nobody respect you. I don't want to pay for his suffering. I'd rather pay for his death if we're going to do
fuck
it.
Around.
If you're going to kill him,
yeah.
Get it over with.
Get it over with.
Right. I don't want to pay for
but
for
shit,
nigga,
hell, man. That shit take 25 fucking years. Mm-hmm.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to kill him, do it. Make that shit instant. Make it instant. If you're going
to kill him, I'm with Moses. Bust his balls first, and if he's still alive, then he ain't going to live that 20 years until we going to kill him, then let him have not have his balls.
I ain't trying to pay for this nigga to be chilling up in the crib.
But you're going to pay
he's
anyway because
be
you're going to take 20 years to fucking kill him anyway.
That's what I said. They need to make it instant. If you want to do
it, make it instant.
My bad.
Do it a month later or something. I give him a month. Let him live for a month.
You know, y'all saw what happened to Saddam. I mean, see what he did. He
went hiding, and when we found him, they ain't give that nigga no slack.
No slack. Like,
we turned them niggas over, turned that nigga over there and stoned this nigga and hung this nigga.
Yeah, hung
right
him
on
up.
The spot. Yo, it's on, baby.
Okay, we had a trial. We found you guilty. Yeah. So there's death.
Game on, nigga. That's
it. It don't take money. It don't cost
he's
nothing.
He's gonna show his face. That nigga.
Yeah. They had his face in the fucking. Slap him upside his head and shit.
I was like, oh shit, this shit real.
This thing gonna die.
Nah, this nigga about to die for real.
See the death in his eyes. It's
he
over
was like,
with,
oh
baby.
Shit, nigga.
It's
oh
over
shit.
With. It's over with, baby.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah. It's real out here. You see all these niggas out here?
Yeah, man.
These niggas out
here. So you want an old school hangle?
Nah, listen, I wouldn't be able to watch some shit like that, really. I mean, even watching the Saddam shit, I don't want to see that, my nigga. That's bad energy, man.
Yeah, it
bad
is.
Energy. Listen, hold up.
Because, my nigga, if you sitting there and watch that shit, you know better than them white people that used to sit there and watch you your ancestors being hung. I don't want to, that's bad
rape
energy.
Rape my man. Fucking daughter, my nigga. I want to watch that shit happen to
my
you.
My nigga, I'm
what's
fine.
Coming.
I'm fine
fuck
with knowing
fuck that shit. I don't want to see that.
I don't want to watch. I want to participate.
Well, but, oh, see, that's my brother.
See, ain't nothing wrong with that. But let me tell you what ended up happening after that. Once you allow people to watch, you got other people coming in to watch. And then it's starting to be a spectacle. And then people are starting to be paid to watch execution. You don't want to, that's bad energy,
And
then now listen, people get paid to watch execution, they're going to start showing it on TV. Your son, your daughter is going to be watching this shit on TV.
They fucking showing execution
still,
anyway.
Still,
fucking
my nigga,
Nipsey Hussle was just fucking killed. And they put that shit on
nigga,
fucking TV like some
you
bullshit.
You don't want people to show up to watch execution, my nigga. That is just on the whole.
No, I mean, I'm talking about personal thing. As a father, you know what I'm saying? Yo,
course,
y'all got to give me that choice.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
So you want him to do the running man?
Hmm?
Yes!
You talking about,
my nigga? What the fuck is you talking about, my nigga?
Which your boy got kicked in the back? He was in it.
Yes!
Give him the Schwarzenegger, man.
Oh, man, give him the Schwarzenegger.
We on a vacation!
Jeez, oh, but Gerard, I asked you, should rapists get death penalty or?
Probably should. Yeah, they should.
I think so too.
Yeah.
AK.
Fuck them all, man.
Nah, you not. Fuck out here, Mosey. You over here talking about some busting their balls and shit. Like you a fucking Italian mobster or some shit. Like,
busting balls.
You're breaking me balls. Like, fuck out.
Killed anyway.
Execution on TV.
Oh, we talking
I
about
ain't saying no execution on TV.
Ain't nobody talking.
But I'm talking about.
Shut up.
Can I finish?
Go ahead, Lex.
You fucking hater. Nobody talking no execution.
Shut up.
Gerard talking about taxes. One of our topics is.
What? When did I taco?
Why do taxes exist, though? Like, why the fuck is that?
Shaboobie.
Asking the wrong nigga, too.
Man, why are you going to ask this
I don't know, man. It's a government thing. They got to get money from somewhere.
Ain't it some bullshit, though?
Yeah.
I'm talking about what Tazza. You talking about where Tazza came from? It came from back in the day when they seen everybody was independent.
I understand. What I'm saying is, I understand state taxes. You know, highways need to be built and shit like that.
Highways,
you know,
schools.
Right. Yeah, what the fuck is all this federal shit? Like, man, come on, man. That shit is too goddamn much.
The money game, man.
Where the fuck is the money going?
Hell if I know.
Where the money go?
I ain't getting it back at the end of the year.
Hey, look, especially if you ain't got no kids. Right. Boy, have a kid,
sucks
Dave.
For you.
Right. CJ, you need to have a kid too, huh?
Nah.
Nah, that's not the point to have a kid. Don't think,
just for the taxes?
I'm over here wishing kids on niggas, man. Right. Fuck it.
Keep all the kids to yourself, nigga.
Some bullshit. Fuck taxes. Hey, so we was talking about the married couples looking for other women. Oh, you know, yeah. Was talking about that shit earlier?
He won't hear.
Oh, he wasn't here?
Nah, he wasn't here.
Oh, okay. Well, Gerard can break it down. It's like a show or some shit, right?
It's a show talking about Seeking Sister Wives.
Shut up, nigga.
No, real shit.
Seeking I know you watch.
No.
About a married couple who just want to bring another female into the loop.
Okay. Getting
she bringing her assets and everything too, though, right?
Everything.
Like, she got a job, bring money on that.
Job, okay. Money, help cook, help clean.
Ain't nothing
clean.
Wrong with that. Listen, man, we gotta band together nowadays, you know what I mean, to get to the top. So if is it called polygamy?
Polygamy.
If polygamy is a way to do that, let's get to the top, guys. Let's do it. I'm with it. If that's the way to get to the top, let's do it. And that's just with more wives. I don't
would
know
you
about
do it,
more
Dave?
Husbands and shit. Nah, you keep that more husband shit.
Right? You can keep that more husband shit.
Yeah.
So but you cool with bringing another wife in?
Nah, I don't know if I. First of all, I'm not married, so I don't know about bringing one wife.
No,
in
I'm yet. Just saying, huh? Like if you was married.
Nah, listen. Okay, now, okay, let me sorry, explain. I have a hard time dealing with the one I got, so no.
She's listening. You gonna say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no. Listen, it's tough. Relationships ain't easy, nigga. That's what I'm saying.
That's a fact.
I can't deal with two of them. No, I can't do it. That's too much.
Moses,
maybe one to come out the other.
Huh?
Maybe one would calm out the other.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never tried that because I am a faithful black man. Yeah. So I don't know how to quite to balance that.
That's being faithful too because you and the wife came to that.
I don't know.
Maybe they had that connection and bond between
maybe.
Them.
Maybe. I don't know. I
and then we'll take some of that off of you.
I'm going to say no though. That's no for me. There you go.
Moses, how you feel about that? Let's say you're married. You're not married. Let's say you're married. No? You couldn't do it?
What are you talking about? No.
Damn.
I'm just saying, like, if you're going to do that, just be single, man. What's the point of getting married with just two people? But it works for them. whatever works for
I'm with it.
Somebody
though,
like
but I
it's
can't
good.
Do it. I'm yeah, with it. Let's do it. More power to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like go hard, but at the same yeah. time, no.
But if the women come to you about that, would you
listen?
Would you be all
yeah.
in? Would I'm you be all
yeah.
in?
No, we talking about two husbands, nigga. We not
no,
talking
no,
about
no, no, no.
Hell
no.
Nah.
If she said,
hell
hey,
nah. See, nah. We gotta switch it up. Nah, you talking about two?
No, if she's the one that brings the
if
other
she's
girl,
one brings
it
up.
I was like, listen,
she's the one that brings the other husband. Now y'all niggas ain't with it. It gotta go both ways. You know
no,
what I mean?
I'm saying
if they make it the law, you gotta be having extra husbands, extra wives. Everybody pull up, we straight.
But I'm saying if your woman say, hey, I need some help around here. So
like I said, I'm with it.
I seen this.
But I don't know if I can do it.
I seen this not, on TV.
Listen,
it's on TV.
I'm not initiating.
So how you feel about that?
I'm not initiating it. That's what I'm saying. But listen,
yeah, you're not initiated, but she is.
Listen, I've tried though. Say I'm with it, but right. You know, I don't know.
What about you, Dre? Because Moses is like, nah, he good.
Nah, uh-huh. I didn't get a chance to talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, like you always do. Go ahead, you got
nah,
it, man.
Fuck it,
you got it.
Nah, but in the situation, no, you gotta think about
up,
both of them, man. Just kiss my ass.
Go ahead.
But you gotta think about the both of the situation. You just think about the sex part. That's gonna be fun. But at the same time, both in the arguing and the bull crap. Hell no.
Oh yeah, can you take two of them arguing
like,
with you?
All kind of, you know what I'm saying, different kind of foods. What? Nah, I don't wanna deal with
they
all
both
that
mad
shit.
At you.
Exactly. No. Are you thought it was just
like,
gonna be cool
yeah,
in the house?
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm over here like, nah, you gotta calm her down.
It ain't never that smooth, brother.
But not go ahead. I'm sorry, Moses.
TV make it that smooth.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Moses, my bad.
You can't even like chill or nothing like that. You trying to watch the game or do something, play the game. Oh, now what you doing? You better spend some time with me or me. What the fuck? I just got home. I'm tired. I'm tired of both of you. Both of them?
Both of them. Ooh, I didn't think about
like,
that part.
That's cake on the ice. And I don't want both of you. No, one.
And, right. Shout out to my beautiful queens and my women out there. But you do know what happens in jail is when you get a group of women together. They cycles sync up.
Oh, look at this guy. Mm.
So you got two women in the house.
Double teaming you. Every time.
The same month.
Well, they like, right. They both plot.
So when
we
gonna go on vacation?
You.
Go on vacation?
You know what I mean?
On vacation?
You gotta have the pimp game.
The bills.
Your pimp hand on lock, kid.
It could be done. Go ahead, Jerry.
Nah, I'm with it.
Go ahead, Jerry.
But, you know, it's
I
tough.
I mean, didn't this go back to Africa? A lot of Africans
that's,
right now.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have more.
Do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can support 2, 3, 4 wives.
Yeah. Hey, look, be a king.
Right.
It's different everywhere. It's different everywhere.
Like you said, too, if you can support them, but them kings in Africa, them niggas got a little bit of bread out there. And then the ones that don't got bread live in a hut, so they have as many wives as they want because they ain't cost too much. You got, you know,
but you got
shorty like bags and cars and shit, and other shorty like the same thing. You gotta buy double everything.
Yeah, but it don't cause too much trouble for them if he's living in a hut. He still got about 5, 6.
But hold up,
yeah, but you don't live in a hut.
But hold up, Dave. we said the other wife is bringing, you know what I mean, bringing her money and stuff into it too. So
that's what I'm saying. If it work, it work.
Well, you know, that's
I'm with it.
That's double anniversaries. That's double birthdays. That's double.
You just gotta be on your game.
That's like having twins.
Think about all the wrong things.
Right.
You gotta win on the birthdays. You gotta win on, and the same time, you gotta buy expensive shit.
I can't tell nobody how to love somebody. So if you love multiple people, you gotta do your thing.
If y'all can
make it work.
If someone want to buy one the car, I gotta buy another one car.
Nah, y'all ride together. What you mean?
I do that.
Y'all carpool. What the fuck you talking about, Moses?
Y'all carpool.
You take her to work. Or I'll take her to work and then you go to work. We got two cars. But both of y'all ain't getting a car.
Here we go.
I ain't shit. What you want me to do?
Niggas already making up their imaginary life.
I'm just talking shit. Though. It's funny. So I'm just saying, can you imagine? That's crazy, man. Hey, do y'all niggas ever talk to yourself? I'm sure y'all do.
Hell yeah, course, I talk to myself all the time.
Yeah, it's that I'm a Gemini.
What the fuck does that have to do with that?
I didn't say. Two
sides.
Right. Oh. Well, you answer yourself too, huh?
So you answer yourself.
That's crazy. You can talk. You can talk to yourself as long as you don't answer yourself.
Yeah, that should be years, man.
What the fuck does it mean when they say answer yourself? I'll just throw that.
Should I hit that?
Yeah.
First of all,
take your crazy ass out of here.
First of all. Oh, we all crazy then, because we all.
Oh, because I definitely asked myself. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah.
What you think about in your head? You don't say yeah because you scared like Shorty might come around the corner. Like, what you saying yeah about? Yeah, Young Gunna got a new album. So, talking about yeah.
So if you talk, if you talk to yourself and answer yourself out loud, you fucking nuts.
I'm trying to think if I ever done that. Like, you know what I mean? Seen somebody do that. It's just like, oh, nah, I gotta get the you fuck out of here. Like, yeah, I gotta go. This nigga.
You probably told a nigga, I'm about to slap this shit out of this motherfucker.
Who's about to slap who?
You, Nick.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like,
oh, shit.
Not even thinking, like, nigga, like, what's wrong with this nigga?
This motherfucker I work with, that motherfucker be having a full blown conversation with himself. I be hearing him mumbling. He be like,
maybe he's reading, you know what I mean? Is he casing?
Listen, don't talk about my job, nigga. Don't you put my job out there?
What if he rapping a song, though? And you just think he mumbling?
Nah, he old. He ain't rapping no song.
Probably reading out loud.
What you mean?
You said what?
He probably talking about, please. If he old,
reading out loud, man.
Yeah, listen.
Y'all probably be talking. You probably.
He ain't reading out loud.
You don't know if he's answering himself.
First of all.
Oh, he's probably answering.
If he's old and mumbling, somebody talking shit about him at the job, and he talking shit back, they don't know. You know, these motherfuckers.
Oh, that's definitely me.
Think
I'm
put
talking
this
all
shit
the shit to this motherfucker.
He ain't gonna put this shit together, nigga. What you say, huh?
You know what that mean, right?
What up?
Better bring your pistol to work, nigga.
I always bring my pistol to work. Oh, shit, hold on.
Oh, wait a minute. We just talking about situations. Wait a minute.
Don't be joking on that, man. Old man.
Now, let me tell you what he said to me one time, too. We went to Vegas, Dave.
Cheapest creep.
He said, oh, you going to get ready to fly across the country, huh? Yeah, hope that plane goes down on you. What?
Oh, that's wow. That
yeah, I want to, yeah.
Well, you a white dude?
Hey, come on, man. You know it.
Oh.
Oh, nah, he's just crazy.
See? Oh. So I can't be talking shit to him, huh?
Yeah, nah, that nigga's definitely crazy. He crazy as hell for saying some shit like that.
See that light.
Should put your fucking foot in his ass.
Listen, man. You know I'm crazy. I'm just Logie. Listen, you know, I'm crazy. I'm just low key. Ain't nothing on. We don't talk about nothing, but you know.
Yeah.
We ain't going. Anyway, let me tell y'all this other
you
story.
Stupid.
Let me tell y'all this other story. So this other dude.
Listen here, man.
No, this is
if you keep
scenario.
Saying another dude that is a dude that was a dude.
I'm giving him my world as much as I can. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
I'm the dude playing the
but
dude.
But I ain't saying names. Hold that real quick. Hold that day. Definitely. Here you go, Moses.
Here you go, Moses.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Got wax.
I know. Listen, I got this. We good.
Might take a little longer to get out your system, bro.
This other dude in my job, man, he cool as hell. I fuck with him, right?
That's straight raw.
Yeah. What?
He came to me. He was like, man, bro, this shit crazy, man. I was like, what you talking about, right? So he was like, yo, my girl came in from a flight at 12 a.m., you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we've been going back
she
and forth.
She guilty, nigga. Man, what?
Yeah, let me tell the story,
I don't know. She's guilty. I don't trust her already.
So,
that was a bad.
I don't trust her already.
Who paid for the flight? Listen.
Hold up.
It's a wrap. Keep going.
Let me tell the story, guys. So she coming in, this and that, right? And, you know, we going back and forth, and I'm telling her, yeah, I'm going to be there. I got you. I'm going to be there, and this and that. He fucked around and still forgot to pick her up.
What? How you forget to pick her up?
What?
That nigga guilty.
Yeah.
God damn, bro.
So I'm like, yo.
He got caught up.
I don't know what he did.
Getting out of the house. Like, I gotta go pick.
So he says that the last time he talked to her, it was we need to sit down and talk. Oh, yeah. That's what she says to him, right? So he's like, yo, you got to understand, she's demanding relationship. I was like, hold up, nigga. I said, yo, hold up. If you don't man the fuck up. So now, once he said that shit, I gave him all kind of fucked up advice, bro. I gave him all kind of fucked up advice. I was like, man, if you don't hit that woman up and let her know you a damn man, the fuck is wrong with you? Are you crazy? Fuck that. You fell asleep, and that's what it was. You should have caught an Uber from the damn airport. Fuck's wrong. I was just giving them all kind of shit.
All bad advice.
Yeah, man. Then I was like, I ain't shit, right?
That nigga's doomed, man.
I fucked around and said, what you looking for, Moses? I don't know.
Damn, liar thief.
Here. I even also told the motherfucker, swiping, I was like, man, fuck that. You text her back and you tell her, if you leave me, you don't know what you're going to be missing out on. What is wrong with you? That's on you.
First of all.
No, hold on. That's on you. I'm the catch. You crazy? What do you think this is around here? I was telling them all kind of shit, man. What you mean, Dave? What's up, Dave? Yo, calm down. We're recording the podcast.
We can hear you.
Go ahead, Dave.
What she's selling. I forgot what was he saying. What was he talking about?
We talking about homie that fucked around and goddamn.
The nigga that got the man.
The nigga that got the man woman.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I what are you saying, Triple OG? What are you saying, Triple OG? That's the name.
No.
Oh, man. What I was saying, I was telling him all kind of fucked up advice.
Yeah, why? He did that shit on purpose.
Yeah, man. He was saying all kind of fucked up bitch ass shit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you? If you got my goddamn face with this shit, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm always scared of your woman, man. Man, that shit up, my nigga. Fuck out of here, man.
Oh,
I'm married. Like, nigga, that's your girlfriend? Fuck out of here, nigga. Like, shit.
Here we go.
All right, shit. All right.
Hold on. What was he scared of?
I guess he felt like she was going to kill him, I guess.
Anyway.
Let me see the light again, man.
God bless him.
Tell you, man, get his balls up.
There you go.
That's what I was saying. I had to give him the fucked up advice. For him to be like, yo, that's my man up, nigga.
All right.
You going to get him fucked up.
All right.
Dave's saying, hurry up.
God bless him.
Well, listen, I ain't,
Jesus Christ.
You going to listen to me, smack.
Well, listen, we're just on the Ville shit now, so. And the Ville shit, I seen one of my homies post on Facebook.
The black one, nigga. Here's my lighter.
That dirty water shit over here.
Oh, it's not. Oh, man. The Ville shit
is, I seen a homie. He posted a picture. He posted a picture of a nigga wearing a full-blown motorcycle helmet, right? Listen, man. Why are you laughing? You didn't even get it out.
My nigga, pass the joint. That's what you need to do.
I had to light it. That was a problem. I was trying to get the story out.
Hey, right, DeVille shit. And you got my light. Get my goddamn
light.
That's
why I passed it.
Pass that. You want to hit that. Hit that.
Hey, the nigga was wearing a full-blown motorcycle helmet, right?
Yeah.
Ride the bike. A bicycle.
Horn.
Oh. Wait, did he have the suit on though? Because you know they got the The whole spandex suit.
No, nigga. No.
Well, maybe he just brought the helmet.
No, he had the bike, like.
And he couldn't ride his bike because he ain't have a helmet.
It's too fucking hot for that. You pedaling and goddamn got the full blown shield over your face?
Yeah, he bugging.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
He didn't even have it flipped over to get no ventilation. No, like,
nigga,
he was going fast.
He had the Meriton on it.
This nigga had the visor down like he was going fast.
He felt good. He was like, I can see.
Oh, Jizzle know where he at. Somehow, I don't know where the fuck he was at.
Somehow Jizzle ran.
It was in the Ville. I ain't seen him. I seen him on Facebook. Somebody posted. I said, damn, the Ville, yo, these niggas crazy, man. Riding a foot, riding a bicycle.
He was going to destination. Probably on a beam.
Yo, hope he ain't get hit by a car no time soon.
It's scary out there, man. Paddling.
He was on the beam.
You said what, bro?
He was on the beam.
I bet he was sweating.
He was
Fable. Motherfucker.
He probably was. He got the speakers in there, listening to whatever it is to. Fable! You know what I'm saying? Damn. Going hard. Legs is going.
Well, that was the Ville shit. You got some Ville shit?
God bless him.
Nah, I ain't got no Ville shit.
Nobody got no Ville shit. You got some Raleigh shit, Gerard?
Got no Raleigh shit.
You ain't got no crazy shit you done seen in Raleigh before?
Nah, not that I can think of right now.
God damn, you niggas.
The niggas on the spot.
I ain't shit.
Dirty water.
Dirty
water. Got my mind cloudy.
Ah! This nigga here. Go ahead, get on the mic real quick, Jizzle. Yeah. What you got?
Wait. Don't hold the mic. Get up,
cuz. Yeah. Look, CJ about to go crazy right out here. Like, what the fuck you talking to Mike for? What's going on out here?
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
That nigga got his.
What the fuck?
Yo, calm down, CJ. It's cool. It's cool. We good.
We singing out here? What y'all doing?
Respect on my name. Oh, y'all motherfuckers.
What's up, Jizzle? What the fuck you talking about, my nigga? Make sure you're talking to Mike.
Yeah, tell
you
what.
Get closer, bro.
I seen.
Yeah, there you go.
A Dodge Neon coming down Ramsey Street with a whole 12-foot basketball goal on top of it.
What?
Yeah. The goal was longer than the car.
Yeah, obviously.
It was on top. The net was hitting the ground in the front of the car.
On a Dodge Neon.
On a Dodge Neon, a little red one.
A little red one.
I just pictured the neon.
Right. The neon, right? Yes. Oh, and the nigga had a whole goal on it.
A whole 14 to 12 foot.
Hard.
Well, first of all,
the goal only go to 10 feet.
Well, that bitch was 12 to 14 feet.
That bitch wasn't regulation.
We going to ball today.
We going to ball.
They must have had that bitch extended all the way out.
We going, hey, cuz, you ready to ball? Don't worry about it. I'll bring the goal to you. We
going to
ball today.
They wasn't holding it, was they?
They had a strap on the top, some bungee cords.
Jesus Christ, man.
Was the passenger holding the gold?
Oh, let me kill that bottle. Y'all, let me get that bottle.
No.
That's that Ville shit right there, man. Man, keep fucking with us. Thanks to the listeners that fuck with us. We on Twitter, dirty_water_NC. We on Instagram, dirty_water_podcast.
Word, Dirty Water Dave B.
Right, we on Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Get up with us, talk shit with us, fuck with us.
Yeah.
Send us topics. We doing all that shit. Shout out to my brother Gerard. He came and kicked it with us today. And we had Jizzle on here talking that crazy shit. What up, CJ? Welcome back, my nigga. Been missing like 30 episodes. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, this nigga's crazy, man. But what up? Shit. And, yo, we doing this shit. Yeah.